Welcome to the Memoirs of Her podcast. I am the host, Ms. Mendez, and tonight's episode will be about how to budget for beginners. A budget determines the level of financial discipline to plan for financial freedom in the future. A budget has a time-bound list balancing income and expenses to maintain financial stability for a specific period. For example, a budget can be monthly, weekly, annually, or quarterly. A budget is essential for financial goals and freedom. A budget is for people who has an annual and set salary. The benefits of budgeting helps people to be aware of where their money is going out to and to keep track of expenses. In addition, a budget is essential to creating an intent for every expense, whether that is daily, weekly, or monthly, according to our needs and wants. The way to budget for a beginner is to gather a piece of paper and pen, total the amount of income, and subtract the total amount of expenses from the income. The budgeting technique can help evaluate the amount of money you have left over or a zero balance budget. That's just the brief and practical way of just simply budgeting from adding and subtracting. However, the various techniques you can use for budgeting are an actual written or digital outline of an income and expense. A few digital applications anyone can use and download are Rocket, Money, or Mint, and Every Dollar, and last but not least, NerdWallet. Those are some of the applications, digital applications, that you can use from the comfort and convenience of your phone. Some of the budgeting methods are a zero-based budgeting, envelope budgeting, and incremental budgeting. These are three methods used in the process of budgeting. Zero-based budgeting is when you assign a category to each expense and subtract it from the income, totaling a zero balance. Now, an envelope budgeting is when you take the expense and write it on the envelope. Each pay period withdraws a set amount of money at the roundabout cost according to the expense category. After you receive the money, place it inside the envelope until the payment due date. Now, increment budgeting is an expense divided by weekly or biweekly income until the payment due date or to save for the next month's budget and expenses. Lastly, to adjust your budget, reduce the amount of expenses, eliminate expenses, or increase your income. If you are curious to know and understand more, listen to tonight's podcast on the Memoirs of Her and listen to How to Budget for Beginners more in depth. Okay, so without further ado, we're going to get right into the show. Once again, tonight's topic is about how to budget for beginners. Budget tip number one is to list all of your income, okay? And before we even do that, first you must understand what is in budget, right? Or income budget, right? Well, an income budget, it represents the revenue you receive on a monthly to weekly basis. It is over the course of a fiscal year after taxes from an employer or self-employment. Income can consist of various compounds of investments, such as a payroll, grant, unlimited credit, inheritance, or recurring stipend. Income is anything that can be liquidated into cash or used as credited income. So, how does that look as far as listing your income? Let's say, for example, you got a pen and a paper. That's what you're going to need. Or if you're a good visualizer, and you're able to, you know, just follow me through visualization, then that's good. But if you're someone who actually needs to write out something to be able to see what a person is talking about, or to learn from something, then by all means, everybody's learning technique is different in a level of understanding. However, in this exercise, you list all of your income and you categorize it, right? So for example, some of your income might be a payroll, a side gig, or other income that's coming in. It's anything that you receive money from. Okay, so it could be a monthly payroll. Let's say, for example, that's $5,000. And then let's say you have an online gig that gives you a revenue of $2,500. Of income coming in. So you write that down along with your payroll amount of $5,000 a month, right? And then let's say you get another source of income where, you know, it comes trickling in and it totals up to $500. That's in the category of other, right? So when you have your monthly payroll, which is for $5,000, your online gig for $2,500, and then you have your other side gig for $500, that total income would be $8,000 per month that you are making. And this is just a hypothetical, okay? Now, moving along to budget tip number two. This is where you're going to have to list all of your expenses. Now, what is an expense budget, right? An expense budget represents the various types of expenditures that are either fixed or variable expense. Fixed expense is an amount you have to pay on a monthly basis and it stays the same, such as your rent, your car note, or service fee. Now, variable expense is anything you have to pay on a monthly basis and it varies in cost, such as electricity, laundry, and miscellaneous expenses, right? So, for example, electricity, one day, depending on the amount of light that you use within your home, one minute it could be, let's say, just given a hypothetical, doesn't have to be true, $30. And then the next month, it's all the way up to $60. And you're like, dang, I used all of that electricity in one month. So that's the variation in expense and what I mean as far as a variable. Now, yeah, fixed expense, I mentioned that it's a rent. So if you know that every month you have to pay at least $1,800 for rent, you know that that does not change. It does not vary. It stays the same. So that's what a fixed expense is in particular, okay? Now, if you're wondering, hey, is it the same thing about income? Is there a fixed and variable income? Hypothetically, yes. Because let's say you can work part-time, you can work full-time. And if your job requires you to work overtime, then yes, your paycheck will look a little bit different from your regular norm of check that you normally get on a monthly basis. Okay, so yeah, it also applies, semi-applies to income, okay? Especially if you have a side gig, you don't know when you're gonna have a low pay coming in or a high grade of pay coming in. You never know based off of the clients that you get and how you are able to market your business or whatever it is that you're doing to gain that income online, right? Okay, so now let's get to the example of listing your expense, right? So now that I describe what variable and fixed expense will be, let's say your fixed expense total out to $3,500, right? And your variable expense total out to $2,800. And miscellaneous turn out to be $1,000. And then your other, you know, expenses here and there, because you know sometimes when you're out and about, you pay your bills and everything, but hey, you might get hungry, want to get a snack or something here or there, whatever. And let's say, but during the course of the month, it totaled out to $700. So you could either put it in miscellaneous or put it in other. But miscellaneous, I will put something such as, let's say if you have a car and you have to get a tune-up and you wasn't expecting to get a tune-up in that month, then that will fall another category of a miscellaneous expense, okay? So when you have your fixed expense and you have your variable expense and you have the miscellaneous and other all together, so that's $3,500, $2,800, $1,000, and $700 respectively, right? So that totals out to $7,300, right? And that's just your expense alone. So if we go back up to the income, we know that for the income, you make $8,000, right? So now, as I told you from the beginning of the show, we do a little bit of adding and subtracting. We did a little bit of adding by getting the total of income and the total of the expense, right? So now what we have to do is take the income, which is $8,000, and you subtract it from the expense, which is $7,300, which will leave you with a balance approximately of $700 left over, perhaps. Okay, now if the math ain't mathing, excuse me, but I'm just giving hypotheticals here, okay? All right, so budget tip number three. Subtract your total expense from the total income, which I did mention, right? So, what is the purpose in the computation? As I told you how to do it before, right? So, the purpose in the computation is between the income and expense is determine the in and outflow of your revenue and expenses. That is what that is all about, okay? So, being that we already did the subtraction of the previous income being $800 from the fixed income, which was $2,800, from the variable expense being $1,000, and yes, it was a leftover amount of $700, right? So we already did the mathing. So the math is mathing, and yes, it did turn out to be, you know, the total expense subtracted from the income, $700. Okay, so budget tip number four, you have to track your transactions and purchases. This is more or less of getting a grip on your expenses, especially the variable expenses of what you spend. Okay, so the way you can track your expenses through a digital platform such as banking or finance application. If you have a debit card and you make purchases with it, it'll keep track of each transaction you make if you're using your debit card. And you'll have a list of all the things you spent your money on. However, if you have cash, the best option is to keep all of your receipts to account for the amount of cash you started out with and what you ended up with. Lastly, right? So let's say, for example, you bank with Bank of America, right? And let's say your starting balance was $500 and then your ending balance turned out to be $400, but your available balance is $450. How that works is that sometimes, in most cases, like if you have a deposit, an ACH deposit from, let's say, your employer, or you had deposited a check into an account, sometimes the bank will hold a portion of the check and make a clearance for a portion of your check. So, for example, let's say it's, like I said, the starting balance is $500. That means that's what's actually in your account, but what's available to you is $450. Okay, so let's say during the course of it all that you had a balance of $450, right? So let's say January 8th, 2023, you went to home decorations and you spent $300 there. And then let's say on the 5th of 2023, you went to Target and spent at least $100 there. And then let's say, hey, you know, if you are, you know, women, we have to be our little beauty queens. Let's say on the 1st of 2023, you got your nails done, right? So that's a total of $450 that was spent on your account alone, not including cash. So yes, the leftover balance is going to be $50 because that's what the bank held over, okay, for you in particular. So this is just to let you know, if you was to ever go to the bank and you wanted to withdraw money, the only thing that's available to you to withdraw is your available balance. Yes, your total balance staying $500, but that may not be available to you. So that's something to always keep in mind. Now, when it comes down to transactions of your expenses, yes, you understand that, hey, I know where my money going based off of me using my debit card, because you barely even use cash. Let's just say hypothetically, right? So let's say even in that, you still want to get a grip on your spending because you want to have some type of discipline. It's good. It's a good start to be able to go on the Bank of America, if you have an online account, to be able to get log of what you're spending money on. Is it food? Is it for beauty? Is it for home? You know, those types of categories. And based off of how frequently you spend that money on, you have to put it in those categories to get a grip of or get an estimate of how much you're spending on each of the categories, right? So this is how you keep track of your expenses and how much you are spending per month. Okay, so lastly is the budget tip number 5 is to make a new budget every month. So how to create a budget and readjust the budget? Okay, so the way to create a budget is to categorize your main expenses such as food, which I was mentioning before, and a sub-expense. Which could be dining. Now that's the expense, groceries or others. So dining out could be you going to a Chinese restaurant or Spanish restaurant, or you're going to a supermarket such as Key Food or something like that. And those are the subcategory expenses that you are going to put under food in particular. Okay, so follow me. You list the cost of each category according to the sub expense made, and then determine whether it is a fixed or variable expense. Most likely it's going to be a variable expense because it's going to vary in an amount of what you're spending your money on. So it's going to be according to your budget, right? So to make adjustments, you just have to reduce the amount of expenses or eliminate the expense altogether. So for example, if you find yourself spending money on, you know, coffee every morning, and you know that you can go to the supermarket and buy the coffee grind and be able to make your own coffee from home, that can save you a lot of money, you know, extra bucks. I mean, of course, you know, if you have money every now and then, here and there, you want to get you a coffee or something, you can go get it. But when you're making it like a habit, that's money just mindlessly going away out of your pockets, you know. So if you're trying to get a grip of your finances and trying to gain financial stability, things of that sort, you got to get a grip of those things, right? So how to make a budget? Let's say hypothetically your budget is divided into simply income and expenses, right? So your income is going to have everything that you make a month. Okay, so you're going to put everything inside of the income, and let's just make it simple. Let's say it's a payroll from your employer, and it's $800, let's say, for the week. You make the $800 for the week. Now, you know, when it comes down to the expense, you have to divide that into two categories, which is a fixed expense and a variable expense. Now, the subcategories is going to be, you know, those fixed expenses such as rent, traveling, credit card bills, things of that sort, right? But the subcategories are really the ones that are on your account, bank account. Those are what's going to give the detail of, you know, like the food, or let's say if you travel, you normally have a set amount where you pay for gas or for transportation and you take an Uber. You might have to add that to your travel expense. So these are subcategories as far as expenses, and the expense that's on your account are sub expenses that goes under those subcategories. Okay, so it's just two categories from the expense, which, like I said, fixed expense and variable expense. So let's say hypothetically your fixed expense is $500. Once again, your rent is $200. Your traveling expense is $150. And let's say your credit card bill is only $150, right, a month. And then let's say your variable expense, you find that, hey, you spent $300, right? So on what, right? Hypothetically, laundry and cleaners, $50. Clothes that you purchase, $150. Food that you spent throughout the week is $100 that you spent. So you started out with $800, and because of your fixed expense, it totaled out to $500. And then your variable expense totaled out to $300, leaving you with a zero balance. So this is how you can gain some perspective on, you know, how to create a budget and readjust it. So for example, if you know that, you know, you don't have to spend, you know, your money unnecessarily on clothes because you wash clothes, you might want to just spend $100 instead of $150. So that's you readjusting the cost amount. Now, if you know that it's unnecessary, let's say you're buying food and you know that you waste at least $25 of that amount, and you know that you could save it towards something else. So instead of spending $100 or whatever the case might be, you can eliminate whatever it is let's scratch that. Let's say it's a credit card bill and your balance was $150, and you said, you know what, I want to eliminate this expense by just paying this off. So what happens is that when you pay off that credit card bill for $150, you no longer have to pay that credit card bill or that credit card company because you paid the balance off as you should, right? So now let's say your fixed expense will be something like your rent being $200 and you're traveling $150. So altogether, that's $350 instead of $500, right? So let's say everything else remains the same as far as your variable expense. You know, laundry and cleaners $50, clothes $150, food $100, and that totals out to $300 with the $350. So instead of spending the whole $800, you know, you're only spending $650. Okay, and out of that $650, let's see how much you have left over. Let's see. Okay, so if you have at least $150 from the credit card bill, duh, right? So you have that to save, or put that towards another expense, or the following month, you could put that towards your new budget, if that makes sense, right? So this is how you budget for beginners, okay? It's just simple, you know, cute and straight to the point. All right, so I hope that you guys were able to enjoy the show. It was short and sweet, and we look forward to next week's show. Okay, so with that being said, I hope that you all have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.